Thank you. Simone Malaz joins us now, campaign director for Restore the Mississippi River Delta. Good morning, Simone. How are you?
Good morning, Tommy. How are you?
I'm okay. Tell me what's going on with some meetings that are taking place.
Yeah, it's that time of year. We annually talk about a coastal plan, right? So they have this big master plan that is a bigger vision that takes us 50 years into the future, but they break that down into an annual plan. And really, it's really simple. This is what their coastal priorities will be for this next year and for the couple years after that. And so we saw a lot of changes in the coastal program over the past couple years, and so we want to let folks know when these meetings are, what kind of projects they're talking about, and we want them to ask questions about timeline and cost and ways that they plan to protect our coastal communities.
So the first one's already happened yesterday at 5:30. Any takeaways from that, Simone?
Yeah, so they've actually done a couple in each region. Last week, they were here in Jefferson, and they focused on some of the priorities here in Southwest Southeast Louisiana. The good news is that there's a virtual meeting still remaining. That meeting will be Thursday, and they will go through the entire coast. They'll highlight projects from each region. And so you want to know what's happening in Southwest Louisiana, South Central Louisiana, Southeast Louisiana. That's a good meeting to tune into. But Tommy, you can go to the meeting is one thing, but what we really want is to encourage people to comment. There are so few opportunities sometimes to weigh in on what our future coast looks like, and this is a good chance to do it. There's an open comment period. Comments close on Mardi Gras.
How binding is any of this?
That's a very good question. So this was part of the major changes that were made after Hurricanes Katrina and Rita when we said, listen, we have to prioritize our coast and our coastal programs. So there are state statutes and laws that outline this process, and because it has to go to the Louisiana legislature for a vote. So the legislators that represent you and Baton Rouge, they have a say on what this plan says. But really, Tommy, this is they're asking to spend this money. They're saying, hey, we need the authority. We want to spend money on these projects for our coast. And so really, it's that authority that they're asking for that they have to go to Baton Rouge and get the approval of the legislators on.
So let me go back to mid-Barataria sediment diversion. The money was approved, but then the governor pulled a plug on it, right? So that's why I asked about how binding is it.
Yeah, very good question. So, and you know, you've been following this topic for a very long time. Last year's annual plan had money included for those major sediment diversions. Tommy, you know this, that was hundreds of millions that would ultimately lead to billions of dollars being invested. And now that's no longer. Mm-hmm. So how are we spending that money? What is the state's priorities? And really, what's the timeline for implementing the projects in the next couple of years? Those are good questions to ask because of that major change that happened from last year to this year.
So again, I'm not trying to poo-poo anything, but if you get involved in these meetings, if the legislature meets and appropriates this money and approves it and they vote for it, but then the whole thing can be short-circuited at the end, is that right or not?
Well, I think there's always a healthy discussion when it comes to accountability and who's in charge of making these decisions. I will say it helps me to sleep better at night knowing that I used my voice to say what was important to me, and I want to make sure that our coastal communities are using that same opportunity. I think from there, Tommy, it is a little bit about process, but the fact that they go to Baton Rouge and they ask the legislators for this approval, and then, you know, there's all kind of things that happen after that, including asking for permits. You have to go to the Corps of Engineers. In a lot of cases, some of this money is actually coming as a result of the Deepwater Horizon oil spill. So you have to ask those folks for permission to spend that money. So you do have to get involved and engaged. I think it starts as simply with just saying you care about this, you care about the coast, and you care about the decisions being made.
So what does the Restore the Mississippi River Delta organization feel needs to be done?
Yeah, thank you for asking that. We've been around for a little while. You knew this. I grew up here. I care about this coastal program for a lot of different reasons, as do so many of your listeners. We want to make sure that they are sticking to this balance of restoration and protection. That was a tough lesson that we learned after Hurricanes Katrina and Rita, that you can't just have levees alone, that you have to be able to protect that protection. Right a couple years after Hurricanes Katrina and Rita, we saw the oil spill, where we saw how fragile our coast was. And so we know those multiple lines of defenses need to be reinforced. So those are the things that we're looking for. We're looking for those big, large-scale restoration projects that match the scale of our land loss, and we're making sure that we're sticking to those hard lessons that we learned after the oil spill and after Katrina and Rita. We've been successful. We want to maintain that success.
I don't care what it is. I mean, I do care what it is, but I don't care whether it's restoring the coast. I don't care whether it's building a building, whatever your endeavor happens to be. Start, stop, this direction, that direction can't be a good thing overall. Because you're plotting this against the timeline, especially when it comes to coastal restoration.
Yes, absolutely. Tommy, you know, we say it so often that, you know, we have no time to lose, that we don't have an unlimited supply of resources, money, and we certainly don't have an unlimited amount of time. And so timelines matter. And you know, how soon we can get a project to construction matters. But also, too, that we're not just making investments that benefit us today, because we're not always going to have money. We're not always going to have time. So we do have to think about those long-term or those future investments as well. I think we've talked about this before, Tommy. It's a little bit of a give a man a fish or teach a man to fish, right? Mm-hmm. We want to make sure that we are taking these precious dollars and investing them not just for our protection today, but for our future coast.
I would like both. I would like to learn how to fish and then
I'll do it all.
Deliver a bunch of redfish to me. Thank you, Simona. And you can catch them too. I know you. Thank you.
Thank you, Tommy.
You have a good day. You bet. Simone Malaz, campaign director for Restore the Mississippi River Delta. And if you want to get involved, the next meeting, I had it right here in front of me, is a virtual meeting. And I'll give you more details on that when we come back. When we return, we'll talk to Dane Cialino about the coastal litigation and more. The meeting is virtual, and you can find out everything you need to know by going to the website that Simone, how do people find out about this? How do they take advantage of it?
It's an easy website, coastal.la.gov. And if you look under calendar, there'll be a direct meeting link there. There's also ap27.coastal.la.gov, where you can find more about the projects that they're planning for this year.
Best news I've heard in a long time, Tim telling me she's still there. Thank you. Appreciate it, Simone.
Thanks, Tommy.
9:38, Dane Cialino. We come back 22 till 10. Traffic now on WWL.